escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
October 15th.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1783, human beings took flight for the first time as the Montgolfier brothers launched their first tethered hot air balloon. In 1956, the Fortran programming language was introduced. In 1985, the space shuttle's official West Coast launch site was ready for business, but the shuttle never flew from there.
And this operation at Vandenberg Air Force Base in California was the first indication to the public that the space shuttle program is expanding. Now the United States Air Force is about to introduce its own space shuttle. Not one, but a regular series of launches from these new facilities far from Florida. So that in theory at least, we could have two shuttles in orbit next year.
Reworked and customized to serve as a launch pad for space shuttle flights into polar orbit, Vandenberg Air Force Base's Space Launch Complex 6, or SLC 6, cost NASA and the Air Force $4 billion and 13 years of work. Flights were expected to begin in late 1986, but in the wake of the January 1986 Challenger disaster, SLC 6 was left without any flights on the schedule, and all plans for West Coast launches were eventually scrapped. In 1997, NASA launched its later Outer Solar System Explorer on a mission to Saturn.
And liftoff of the Cassini spacecraft on a billion-mile trek to Saturn.
The Cassini space probe was the last surviving fragment of the Grand Tour Outer Planets missions proposed in the late 1960s. Built with hardware left over from the Voyager and Galileo programs, Cassini also carried the Huygens landing probe built by the European Space Agency to land on Saturn's enormous moon, Titan. In 2003, the space around Earth got a little bit more crowded as China launched its first manned spacecraft, Shenzhou 5. Yongli Wei, the first Chinese taikonaut, orbited Earth for less than a day, making China the third country to launch its own manned spaceflight. Astronomer Asaph Hall, who discovered both moons of Mars, was born today in 1829. Astronomer Jesse Greenstein, who did pioneering work in obtaining spectrographic readings of quasars, was born today in 1909. Born today in 1924, actor Mark Leonard, most famous for playing Spock's father, Sarek, on Star Trek.
I regret that we have seen so little of each other during this voyage, Captain.
The loss is mine, Ambassador.
You were speaking of your belief that I suffer from Bendai syndrome. I have been accused of many things in my life. Never an excess of emotion. I wish to assuage any fears the Captain may have regarding my capabilities. I believe there is a test for Bendai syndrome. I will take it immediately.
Unfortunately, the results will not be available for several days, which is why I must ask for a postponement of the conference.
That would be a mistake. Captain, I give you my word.
Shuttle and space station astronaut Roberto Vittori was born on this day in 1964. In 1971, the way we play changed forever as Nutting Associates rolled out a coin-operated arcade video game into a world ruled by pinball. The name of the game was Computer Space. Inspired by the mainframe computer game Space War, Computer Space was future Atari founder Nolan Bushnell's attempt to bring the nerdy fun of Space War to bars and pizza joints. The only problem? The game's controls were too complex. Bushnell would scale back the control schemes and the complexity of the game for his next attempt at an arcade game, Pong. In 1992, the Doctor got a new companion who had never been on TV.
What? Who are you?
I'm the Doctor.
I'm the Professor, and I'm very busy, so if you don't mind, I...
Yes! You need a sonic screwdriver.
Sonic what? Hey, do you know a young woman called Ace?
Yes, I travel with her.
Through time?
And space. In a police box that's bigger on the inside than the outside. Any more questions?
What's the best Isley Brothers song?
This Old Heart of Mine.
Correct.
Surprising question.
Ah, well, surprise is my middle name. Bernice Surprise Summerfield. My poor mum wanted to hammer that point home, I think.
The Doctor Who New Adventures novel Love and War by Paul Cornell said goodbye to former TV companion Ace and introduced archaeologist Bernice Summerfield, who would travel with the Doctor for most of the New Adventures books in the years to come. Love and War was adapted into an audio play in 2012. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. And you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
The mystery pod was intended to be used by our team.